Right, stairs. I'm joined now by Mark Bower after the 1-0 victory at home to Leamington. Might not be vintage performance, but important 3 points.
Yeah, very important 3 points. Good to put in a decent performance after last week and to bounce back from that. Given the conditions today, the wind and the pitch, it was never going to be a free-flowing game of football. And, it took us a little while to get used to the conditions. But once we did, I thought back in the first half, we could have had two goals at least, some good chances, some good moves. And Andy Olds was very unlucky with a free kick as well against the crossbar. Then we started well second half as well and deservedly took the lead. And then after that, just possibly got a touch sloppy and they're going to throw caution to the wind just being a goal behind as well. But, defended what they had to throw at us. I can't really recall them having a real chance in the game, just one shot from distance, which Drenchy served really well. And I thought we stood, we were pretty solid and saw the game out pretty comfortably. So, sometimes you've got to do that and do the ugly side and see things through, and we did that very well today.
He brought Ollie Johnson off in the second half. He just seemed to be getting quite a bit of headway down the left-hand flank just beforehand. Was that tactical or was there a problem?
Yeah, we just felt that we wanted just a lot of times the ball's going forward and coming straight back. Just felt with AJ's sort of presence up there, he'd get hold of it for us and just get us up the pitch a bit more. I thought it worked quite well, actually. I thought AJ did really well when he came on. OJ we're going to have to be very careful with a lot of games coming in a short period of time, especially with boys out suspended as well now. So that was part of the thinking behind it. But I thought once AJ came on, he did a good job for us and got hold of it and just sort of stemmed the flow. They were just picking up a little head of steam and AJ needs game time because he's going to be an important player for the second half of the season.
Such an important period, Christmas period, isn't it? And go again on Boxing Day and then filed on Saturday. It's just such a tough set of fixtures for us.
Yeah, tough. But it's tough for everyone. I mean, you look at Fylde, they're playing Barrow their next three games. So tough fixtures, but the kind of fixtures that if you can get results from, you can make a real move. And, there's a lot of teams up there. Solihull have won again today, we've won, Fylde have won, Barrow have won, the teams at the top of the league are keeping on picking up results, so we've just got to concentrate on ourselves. We'll go to Harrogate, should be a cracking game against a side who are probably struggling a little bit at the moment, but sometimes a derby game can be what a team needs to get themselves going again. So fully aware of some of the players they've got in their side, some very well known to us. But we'll go there with confidence. That's 6 wins out of the last 7 league games, I think it is. So, we've got a good little run going. Confidence running throughout the side. And we're picking up results. And that's the most important thing at this time of year.
Thanks, Mark.
Cheers, Colin.